You are now experiencing the teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Martin of Life Community Church, located in Arlington, Texas.
All right. Now I'm asking again with my new thing. Y'all ready for the word?
Yes.
It's got a light. This is real joy, y'all. Y'all don't understand. This is really, really cool. I know what it does a little bit. Again, I got to get this word out. God has got an assignment for me, for us as men. Today's message title is Good Papa. Good Papa. If you have your Bibles, turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. I wanted to read from verses 1 through 7. Starting in verse 1, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. In the Amplified, it says, and in verse 6, and because you are really his sons, he has sent the Holy Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This Father's Day, I'd like for all of us, in addressing us as fathers specifically, but for all of the women in here in raising sons and uncles and nephews and individuals like that. One of the challenges that we run into as a society is that we don't know how God has designed us. And in that ignorance, we squander in darkness trying to fill the shoes of manhood in various forms and ways. And it's all really based upon not what someone has said to us, but more so what someone has shown us. We as men, we learn by the example that is set before us. Not so much the instruction told us. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? And there and there lies the design, God showing us how to be men. And it is then our responsibility to show our sons and daughters how to be sons and daughters. We show them, we display to them what it is that we know God wants them to become if we have a relationship with God. Are y'all with me? You're hearing what I'm saying? We are designed to model a godly life. We are designed to model a godly life. The first thing that Adam ran into when he got the instruction in spirit by the Lord, and then God created him, he gave him a responsibility of the garden to name the animals. And you read the text of scripture, and whatever the name of the animal, that whatever Adam named that animal, that was its name. Please understand that God didn't walk away and leave Adam and then came back and said, well, what did you name that? Scripture shows us in reference, God was right there with him. Are y'all with me? In other words, going by the communion that he had with God, the communion, which is I'm talking to you, you're talking to me by example, showing me what to do and how to have dominion, I then exercise dominion. Hello. Understand, brothers, period, brothers, young men, it's not, you have to come out of the world's concept of what it is to be a man. Why? Because they're, the world wants you to be and remain a slave. A slave to the frustrations of not accomplishing what God has designed for you to be. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? You are designed, now, all of us as men, we can acknowledge this as men, one of the most, two of the most important things for us as men, and all the ladies will say amen, and two of the most important things to us is respect and authority. All the ladies say amen. Many of y'all struggle with us because we flex sometimes. Okay. I thought maybe more amens from the ladies would be like that. We as men, sometimes we flex our muscles. We flex our fleshly muscles. I'm a man. Woman, you're going to listen to me. And that gets on our nerves. The ladies like, that gets on my nerves. I know you a man. You don't got to keep telling me you a man. I know you a man. Anybody with me? I'm guilty as charged. And those of us that have a little bit of word in us now we start spitting that. And woman, you gonna submit. Oh Lord, everybody can quiet. Just look ahead.
I make a lot of purchases for my business and I get a lot.
Okay, don't do that anymore. That's distracting. But you have to understand how we are designed. We are designed for respect and we are designed for authority. We as men, brothers, you need to understand, in order to have authority, you have to be submitted to authority. You have to be totally submitted to authority to understand how to exercise that authority. And therein, you will get the respect of your wife, you get the respect of your children. Why? Not because you are speaking it. Because listen, brothers, that's not how we learn. We learn by, y'all help me out, example. Someone showing us, and then thereby we are then called to show the rest. The problem is the world and the spirits that control this, the enemy understands how you have been designed, and he corrupts it and counterfeits it. He wants you by what you say to be obeyed and not by what you show. And it's hard for us to do this. Why? Because what we say is not always lining up with what we are showing. That's why we have challenges many times insofar as men in the church. Many times, many of us grew up, those of you who are a little bit older, you grew up with your fathers. Your father was in the house, but when it was time to go to church, you went to church with mom. And dad encouraged you, you need to go to church with your mama. And that's at a certain time in your teenage years, you sat back and said, I know you making me go to church, but you not going. And it was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable because we all in our design, in our inner man, we know what God wants. We know what God wants, but we're not acting upon what he wants because we don't know what his word says. This word, Abba Father, many of us, I know we've heard this. Can y'all hear me? Okay. That we know that this word, and we've been taught this word Abba means daddy, right? It's that term of endearment, that term that says I'm close with God. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm close with God. But I wanna embellish on the definition so that we understand design. I wanna embellish on, man, this is so fresh. I want us to be able to capture the essence of Abba, because Abba, it attributes itself to that authority and that respect that we as men are designed to receive and walk in. It is a term of endearment. It does give it reference to the child speaking in relationship to the father, but it's not out of the term of endearment. It is more out of the authority and respect because of what daddy you've shown me. Paul speaking to the Galatians and their mindset when they first received the word from Paul, when he first came to them in their first journey, they were on fire for God and they loved God and they were referencing God as Abba, as this reverence and this respect for the grace that he had shown them. But then they started getting off track and then started trying to follow the law and go back and default to the law. And if we do the law, then we'll be good Christians. And Paul had to come in and correct them and say, you forgot that the fact that you are an heir has absolutely nothing to do with you following the law. Follow the example that has been set before you. Thereby you can cry, Abba, respect, honor, authority, dad, dad. Y'all got me? So the first aspect of when you say Abba, you're not just saying daddy. You're saying and acknowledging God I respect and reverence your authority because you've shown me some things. My God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's too much. Lighten up, Pastor. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I got a new lectern. I got to do this good. That when we reference God as Abba, we're saying Papa, but we're saying it and speaking it from the aspect of I know what my Father has shown me. And there's so much more that he wants to show me that I am submitted to his authority. Brothers, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of repenting to do. Y'all remember the definition of repenting is changing your mind. That if you are seeking after the submission, you're seeking after the obedience, and more importantly, how we are designed and wired, you're seeking after that respect and that aspect of if I establish something, you follow it, you're going to have to be the example, and you're going to have to be consistent in that example. You're going to have to lead. You're going to have to lead. Don't punk out on me, brothers. You're going to have to lead. It's got to be more than you just saying you're going to be this or do that. It's going to have to be you showing and displaying what it is to worship God. You showing and you displaying what it is to pray. It's you showing and you displaying what it is to love your wife. Love your daughters. Love your sons. You're going to have to get up off your butt and be an Abba. I'm trying, baby. I'm trying here. I want to share with you. Y'all see this? Y'all familiar with this movie Will Smith did some years ago with his son? And I think this was an awesome movie. How many of y'all see The Pursuit of Happiness? I want to show y'all this first scene. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all keep media in prayer. We've been having some challenges. Y'all bring that first clip up. We're going to watch some movies today or some clips of the movies. Let's watch this.
I'm coming, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you'll probably be about as good as I was. That's kind of the way it works, you know, and I was below average. Yeah, so you'll probably ultimately rank somewhere around there, you know, so I really, you'll excel at a lot of things, just not this. I don't want you out here shooting this ball around all day and night, all right?
All right.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Never let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period. Let's go.
Dad, why don't we move to...
Praise God. First point that I want to just speak to you as men and those of you in these families. Our job is to promote, not provoke. Walking in this is the design that God created us to walk in. There are times where we as men, we get frustrated. And many times our frustration comes out in how we reference our wives or speak to our wives, speak to our sons because of our own disappointments, our own hurts. Y'all know in the movie, I mean, brother was going through. And he spoke from his heart to prevent his son from being disappointed. But many times, brothers, we have to remember that God created our children separate and apart from us. And whatever they are designed to become, it is our job to promote that thing that they are designed to become, even in our own failures and our own shortcomings. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? A part of our cultural development from the very beginning is God created us to cultivate that which was given to us. Adam was given the garden. That was the testing ground to cultivate what God had given him. He planted him not on the earth, but in the garden. And many of you in our families and things of that nature, we have been planted there to cultivate that thing. Planted in marriages to cultivate that marriage. Planted with children who are a blessing. Even though they drive you crazy and cause you at times to lash out. Why? Because, again, they're touching on that nerve of a lack of respect, or lack of your authority. You have to default back into my godly design. God has designed you and I to promote, not provoke. Say that with me. God has designed me, men. God has designed me to promote, not provoke. You ain't say that with no power. Pastor, I like to provoke. No, that's not God. And our job is to always to promote what that is of God. Amen? Y'all ready for that second clip? Second clip. I want y'all to watch this.
It's not a time machine. Dad, it's not a time machine. Guy said it was a time machine. It's not a time machine. It was wrong.
What guy?
The guy. He was at the park. He said it was a time machine.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
All we gotta do is push this black button right here. You wanna push it?
Okay.
Come on. Come on, man. Right here. Wait a minute. Where you wanna go?
Almost, someplace from before.
You gotta close your eyes.
You close your eyes. I wanna see.
All right, come on, we'll push it together. You gotta close your eyes, close your eyes. It takes a few seconds. Oh my goodness. What? Open, open, open.
What is it?
Dinosaurs.
Where?
You don't see all these dinosaurs? Look around. Look at all these dinosaurs. Do you see them?
Yeah.
Wait, come on, come on, come on. Wait, watch out.
What is it?
Don't step in the fire. We're cavemen. And we need this fire because there's no electricity and it's cold out here, okay?
Watch out, watch
Whoa,
out.
Oh, my goodness. A T-Rex. That's a T. Get your stuff. Get your stuff. Get it. Get me. We gotta find someplace safe.
What?
We need it. A cave.
A cave?
We gotta find a cave. Come on. Come on. Come on. Wait, watch your back. We got, here it is. Here's a cave. Come on. Right here. Right here. Go, go, go. Get it. Get it. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry.
Are we safe?
Yeah, I think so.
How many men have ever experienced a situation or circumstances where it was just totally out of your control? Raise your hand. How many of you felt so helpless when it hit? My second point would be this. We're all faced with circumstances that are out of our control. But a good papa recognizes he is not God. He is not God. Brothers, we are not God. And it's so vital because the enemy, he comes in like a flood. He knows how you and I, we are designed. He knows our makeup, that God has created us to be a person who establishes, a person who is given responsibility and is to produce. He understands that we are wired to want to look and see things successful. He gets it. He's been around a long time dealing with men. And he can't do anything about the design, so he creates circumstances. And because we battle so much insofar as our own flesh and what we think and what we feel, we lose sight of this one thing, James 4:7, if y'all bring that up, that we are called to submit ourselves then to God. Resist the devil. Resist the temptation of taking this thing into your own hands. Resist the thought or the idea that somehow you're going to figure this out, you're going to make this happen, and give up and give it over to God. It's going to hurt. It's going to frustrate you. It's going to break you down. But like the song said earlier, you ain't supposed to be that strong. You're not supposed to be that powerful. That's not how God created you. He created you to have communion with him. He created you that when it got too much, when it got way out of your league, way past your pay grade. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. That you would say, God, I'm done. I can't do this. And really and truly and honestly allow God to step in and begin to walk you through to your victory and show you that the biggest thing that you can do for your children, for your wife in a situation that's totally out of your hands is to leave it out of your hands. I'm not saying disregard it. I'm not saying you don't think about it. What I'm saying is that as a man of God, you recognize I am not God. But because I have a relationship with him, I know exactly who to go to and I know exactly what to do. What do, brother? Go to God. Submit to God. Lay yourself at God's feet and say, as many times as you can, as many times as the circumstances put you in a position where you just don't know what to do, God, how do I do this? And create an atmosphere when you do that, like my brother did in this movie. Hey, they were in a bus station. They didn't have any place to live. But he created an atmosphere for his son that didn't look anything like where they actually were. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying to you. And then when things get heavy, brothers, I know, I've been there on multiple occasions, multiple times, and I failed to create that atmosphere. Not to fake things and say, oh, everything is all right, because we're guilty of that too. What's wrong, baby? Oh, everything is all right. No. Baby, everything is not all right, but you know what? We're not going to look at what it is. We're going to look at what it's supposed to be. And create an atmosphere where God can work. Amen. Create an atmosphere. Say that with me. I will do my best to create an atmosphere where God can work. Amen. Y'all good? One last point. Y'all ready for that clip? Let's show it.
All right.
Did mom leave because of me?
What?
Did mom leave because of me?
don't even think something like that. Mom left because of Mom, and you didn't have anything to do with that, okay?
Okay. You're a good papa.
All right, go to sleep. I love you.
I love you too.
This movie was probably one of the very few movies that got me to a tear. And I it came out and I tried to put it back in. That last scene, and then this last point is this, and it's more so not for the fathers in here, but for those of us who are wives and sons and daughters, we need sometimes to be encouraged. We need to hear, sometimes, we need to hear, you know what, Dad, I'm proud of you. You know what, Dad, I love you. You know what, if you have a guardian, if you have somebody male in your life, there are so many people, so many situations as men that we encounter where all we hear constantly is how much more we need to do. It's circumstances and situations that presents itself and the lack that we a lot of times face and the pressure that we have to produce. It's very difficult to do that day in and day out when no one says to you, hey, man, I love you. Hey, man, good job. Hey, man, I see you. And so I'd like to just take this opportunity right now for those who have relationships with men in here. If you would just for this moment tell them something to encourage their heart right now. Would you just do that right now? Just say something to a male figure in here. Tell them how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. Tell them a good job. Just right now, just encourage their heart. Any male, not just fathers, but any male that's in here that you know that they're striving for something better and it's just been difficult, just let them know right now that you love them and that it's all good. It's all good. Good job. Amen. Thank you, sweetie. I love you too. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, y'all can get up. It's okay. It's okay. I love you too, my bro. Love you too, man. Y'all all shy. Stop being shy. Give them some love, man. Give them some encouragement. If you know them, just love on them a little bit. Bless you, man. Appreciate you, man. All right. Love you, man. You're a good papa. You're a good guy. You're a good man. You're a good papa, man. You're a good man. That's afraid you're a good papa, man. You're a good papa. Bless you, man. You're a good papa, man. Bless you, man. Bless you, sir. Love you too, sir. Is everybody all gooey inside right now? Are we all gooey? Any guys crying? Good stuff. Last point is this. We all need encouragement. Did y'all hear what I said? I said we all need encouragement. There's not one of us because of the issues that we contend with in so far as our society the world, our spiritual lives, that there's always this thought, there's always this beratement that we got to be perfect. We are not perfect. We are not perfect. Men, we are not perfect. Ladies, you are not perfect. Sons, daughters, y'all not perfect. We hold people to an extreme standard, and many times we neglect to remember we all have hearts and we all have feelings and ladies, as hard as your man is, he's soft inside. He's ooey gooey, and some of y'all know better than others. He's a big teddy bear. He's a big softy. He's not going to show that to everybody. But if you know that, then please know that when circumstances and things get hard, a hug, that might do the job. An apple cake will do the job. The love of friends and family, it'll do the job. And let's not be superficial with it. Let's not be corny with it. Life is real. Circumstances are real. The aspect of the lack of respect that many of us, all of us, get from the world, that stuff is real. But God calls us to be different. And he calls us to walk in the design that he's created us to be. But a part of that is us recognizing that the baseline for everything that we do is love. Are y'all feeling what I'm saying to you? The baseline is love. And if you can't show love, then you're not going to be able to do any of the rest. As a father, it is important for us to understand that the authority and respect that we so demand is going to come by the love that we show. And when you give love, and you get it the way you need it. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm not an ooey gooey guy. I'm not like that. I'm not that type of person, except for that woman right there. She has ways of getting the softy out of me. But I do appreciate when I'm appreciated. I do appreciate the love that you guys show. I do appreciate good times and good conversation. And I don't think that there's a man in here that would say that they wouldn't appreciate and receive love just like I'm saying to you now. So much as that we can sit here and we can put demands and we got God's standard and you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to do that, there's a lot of pressure to perform. What I'm saying is the best performers are the ones who get to practice. Thank you. Practice what, Pastor? Practice love. Amen? Did you get anything out of today's message tonight? Let's stand to our feet.
For more information on the teaching ministry of Pastor Rich Martin and Life Community Church, please call us at 817-468-9215. Or visit us on the web at www.mylifemycommunity.org.